Chazanish, in Perek Aleph, Beis Vav, discussing the possible diseases that could happen and the way that the body deals with them. After a person is being created with the limbs and body parts, which are arranged in the most perfect to perfection, in the best possible way that they could be arranged, ubechushov and his senses, hamasugolam tachas asegulo, that have the ability in to the highest degree, tachas asegulo, exactly his senses are able to, all the senses, the five senses are able to, or work to. It's amazing what your hand senses when it touches something, the exact degrees and the exact, if it's cold, if it's hot, if it's wet, if it's not, if it's what you smell, how many different smells a person smells, how many, every time that you hear somebody on the telephone, you're able to place exactly who the person is and where you heard it. Any sound that a person hears, ba'etzem, he automatically categorizes exactly where this, what type of sound is, where the sound is coming from, what it symbolizes. Everything, every single person has a different voice. Every single person is able to, and a person stores, you don't even realize that when you're listening to somebody, automatically your brain is translating exactly where did I hear this voice beforehand, who it belongs to, and we were given a wise and understanding neshama that comes from chelak elikam yimal, comes from the shamayim, ubavtochas zeris oilam chochmas azivug, and we are guaranteed continuation, perpetuating our generations through reproduction. Everything has been set for the stage of man. Man is here. Everything is ready. But oid lehuchan lechayim kayomim al pnei chaled. Still, it hasn't been prepared for him continuous existence on this world. Why? What's the problem? Pnei teva hapegoyim chaloyim roim v'nemoyim. Because nature that allows to be attacked by Rachmanu Litzlan terrible diseases. Which occur in this world, and new ones happen by every morning. Every morning doesn't have to be every morning. Supposedly they say that in every generation there's some machalo, Rachmanu Litzlan, that they can't figure out, right? They can't cure. In past generations, before they had antibiotics, people used to die from strep. People, polio, things like that. Now it's come on unheard of. That there's people that suffer from bichlal, there's people that get people suffer from strep maybe, but there's antibiotics, there's all types of cures for all the things. Many different diseases have become obsolete because of the cures. But unfortunately, we have diseases that we have no cure for. So we have the ability to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bari Refuahs. He's Bari Refuahs, and he's also Bari the Yecherlis for other types of. No one would have ever thought that there would be such a thing as Corona, because some guy in China decided to feast on something that he shouldn't have. Now the entire world has to suffer from some sort of minuscule disease that's flying around. Gamzele Nikhan Mechacham Harashim. However, this reality was not hidden from the Ribbono Shel Olam, who created the world, Mamzi Kol HaNimtzayim, who created everything, V'yasim Lev, and he paid attention. He made a point, Limtzayim Mazer V'Trufa, to find some healing balms and medicines, L'chol Pega L'chol Nega, for every disease and for every illness, L'Rapi Sa'adam Refu Ne'mano, U'L'Hashiva Yalkana Baratas Achayim, to heal a person in the most Reifei Neman V'Rachamon Oto, we say. He's the most perfect way, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Reifei. To put him back in his base, to set him up in the place where he's supposed to be, V'Aretz HaChaim. So that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person, gave him everything that he needs, but now there's still an issue that there is diseases and illnesses, Rachmanu Litzlan, that could come. The Ribbono Shel Olam works it out, as he's about to explain, that the body is able to deal with all these diseases. Segula zarafua hudva begufa adam. Be'etzem, the ability to have to be healed is part of the nature of a human body. Ki pega hapoitzea begufa b'chol makom shehu v'nechdach b'sari v'dam yishetis. What happens if a person gets injured and he gets a cut in his body and his blood starts spurting out? This just happened about a week ago. My daughter was telling me, she was walking down the street, all of a sudden they see a lot of people gathering around. What happened? Some car hit into a fire hydrant, and there was water that was spewing out. It's tremendous pressure. That's some all water, the way that it works, the way that you have water in your sink, is that there is water pressure which pushes it up. Is the water tank, the water tower, is on the highest point in the city usually, and that's where all the water goes, and then from there it goes into the rest of the houses. And the way that it works is anytime that, because of the water pressure that's there, it forces up water. Unless you close the tap, then the water is going to come gushing out. Well, the same thing happens by a fire hydrant. If it's closed, then the water comes out. But if it gets hit and it cracks and it breaks, then water goes shooting out, and it goes shooting out 20, 30, 40 feet high in there. And that's what really could happen with a person's body, also, Rachman and Sam, with blood. If it gets that, it comes spurting out. Now imagine that as everybody's standing around, she told me that there was the newspapers came and people were taking pictures. Like, this is the biggest thing that ever happened, is that somebody's fire hydrant in Beitar Lee got smashed. So, imagine if everybody's standing there, and all of a sudden, in the middle, the fire hydrant secretes a certain type of liquid, and it closes up the hole, and then slowly but surely, pieces of metal come out of the sides, and they start weaving a web of metal across the top, and then it protects it from that no more water comes out, makes sure that nothing comes in from the outside, and then slowly but surely the metal starts, inch a day, the metal starts spreading until it reaches one side of the hole to the other side of the hole and totally covers it up. Before you know, you have covered up your fire hydrant and everything worked by itself. It's like out of somebody's imagination. There's no way, fantasy, that such a thing can happen. But that's exactly what happens in a person's body. A person gets cut, and then he has miad, as soon as he gets cut, miad kol evariv arkov vigidov sholcham ezra. Immediately, all of his limbs, and his arteries, and his sinews, they send for help. SOS, they quickly send to Atzala, and they send out their email they send out their message, instant messaging to everybody that's who's in the area, and they start taking care of the issues. What is that? That's really himshmanim hamakfin es pnei apetza. It's types of oils, liquids that clot the top of the injury, the wound, and it coagulates the blood. Blood coagulators that they cause the blood to clot. They cause the blood to thicken. Betzem umeakfin es adam elezanik, and it prevents the dam from spewing out. That's really a person's platelets in his blood. In his bloodstream, a person has platelets. There's red in the capillaries that carry the blood. There's platelets, and there's this plasma, the liquid, which is inside that carries everything. It's like a half of a 55%. And it carries blood cells, red blood cells, and it carries white blood cells, and it carries platelets. The platelets, the red blood cells, is really what takes a person's all the different nutrients to the all different parts of the body, to the 60 trillion cells that a person's body has. So in the book Designer World, he was saying that it's only 17,000 times the amount of all the people in the entire world. That's how many cells that each human being has in a single body, is 17,000 times the amount of people that there are that live in the world. 60 trillion cells. Who brings every cell the nutrition and the vitamins and the food that it needs? That's the red blood cells. They bring it, and they take care of everything. And they bring every single one, they special delivery, and they knock on the door of the cell, and they let them in, and they give them exactly what they need. That's really what happens. It's you can exactly see that it's like they actually open up a wide door. But that's what's happening. And every cell has its own, knows exactly which part of the body it's shaykh to, and when a cell from one part of the body gets killed, it reproduces, the other cells reproduce, they more cells, they produce more cells, cells that are shy to that part of the body. It's not like all of a sudden something happens with a person's finger and it's going to start producing liver cells. Every cell knows exactly what type of cell to produce. And the red blood cells, they bring everything to all the different types of cells in the body. The white blood cells, as he's going to discuss in a minute, that's really what fights against infection. And the platelets is what causes the blood to clot. Now, a person that doesn't have this, someone who's a hemophiliac that doesn't have a blood clotting, he has a problem. I had I have a relative who had a brother, Olav HaShalom, who Taka, when he was, I think they only found out by his bris, this is going back 50, 60 years, and they only found out by his bris that he had an issue, and he had to go to the hospital, and he lost a tremendous amount of blood because his blood wasn't clotting. And they gave him blood transfusions, and it had hepatitis, and Rahman al-Islam, what happened? And he got hepatitis from that. But a person doesn't appreciate just the fact that it gets a little cut. It doesn't keep on going. I have a brother-in-law who works in the Chevra Kedisha. He told me that sometimes after when you're doing a tire, if something gets cut, there's no way to stop the blood. The blood will just keep on coming out. They have to glue it together. They have to glue it or put in a band-aid, something that sticks it together, stops it, because there's no blood coagulators anymore. That's it. The person's after the tremendous ability that the blood has these platelets that clot the blood, and they don't clot it while they're moving around. It's interesting. They clot blood, but they don't clot it before that there's a cut. It's only after there's a cut there's it's like it's a raw form. It's not actually coagulating. It doesn't actually clot the blood until there's a cut and the oxygen goes in heads and it turns these platelets into blood clotters. And then it clots the blood. He said in the book, he says every second red blood cells last for about 120 days. Every second 1.2 million red blood cells die. And your body is reproducing those every given second. You have a million blood cells that are being red blood cells are being reproduced. That's exactly what happens. The platelets come, they clot the blood, and they awaken the cut muscles lahalis aruka to heal themselves. Ledamik evil velikrim krume chadesh, and it causes the two sides. If a person gets a cut in his finger, it causes the two sides of the blood. Even if a person cuts his, even a muscle and tendons and other things, if it gets bandaged properly, a bone, even a bone that breaks, right? If it's set properly, then the bone will come together again. Velikrim krum chadash, and it creates a new tissues, new membranes. In addition to the red blood cells and the platelets, we have a machanes hagana, defense mechanisms, neged ha-bacillus ha-mashchisim, against all types of bacteria. That's what we call the white blood cells. V'yesh b'guf ha-adam tzva. A person has an entire army of balei chayim, of creatures, noichim, that are compatible with tzvulas basar v'damei, that work exactly in tandem together with his type of his flesh and blood. V'yim dim hachen, they're all standing prepared, set, basmada gemuro, in complete diligence. Lagarish, to chase away, laharig labidus a microbim, that's an English word, microbes, they chase away any bacteria, hamisakin in ischaya odom, that threaten a person. V'chein, b'mikrim ritzinim, leitaspik yada segula shel guf atzmoy, lenatech b'machamto im oiv ha'achzari. However, in very severe cases, then a person's body is not able to themselves fight against the enemy, and vizkuka lazmi b'chutz, and it needs help from the outside. V'kvar bara ha'baris eitzri ha'tev shel ha'savim v'yarokois, pri adama, pri ha'itz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a whole huge eitzer of herbs, and grasses, and fruits, and vegetables, umeimei segulois mutzakim, and liquids, and solids, rabim bekadoret, asher nita mehem segulos marpil minayim. Each one has their own type of segulos marpil minayim, anything, and we don't even know all the different things. I remember many years ago, I was at my dear roommate here, when I was a bachur, he told me that his aunt is this type of interesting doctor, and she went to the badatz to know whether or not you could use pearls. One of the types of medicines that she makes has pearls. Pearls come from clams, which are not kosher. Pearls that they crush the pearl, and they use some of the dust, some of the crushed pearl in medicine. Who would have ever thought? But I want to know if it's kosher or not. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria with all the different types of segulois and all the types of herbs and refuahs. Ubelev chacham nosan chachma lach gracha segulaisem, and he put into the heart of those that are interested in Chochmah to try to discover all the different capabilities of these different herbs, the Ladas Chochmah Sarafua, to be able to understand medicine, Vaifin Shimushin Komina Tudasai, and to use every single type of herb and liquid and solid for the thing that it's designated to. Like we know all the different refuahs that we have, how many different medicines that they have in a pharmacy, how many different for how many different things and different variations and different. Well, we saw what happened with Corona till everybody's trying to find some sort of vaccination for Corona. I'm behind the times. I was just speaking to somebody this past week, and they told me, I was discussing with them about antibodies, and I was mentioning that my children have antibodies even though they didn't have symptoms, and the people that had symptoms didn't have the antibodies. So it's telling me that no, it's really not, antibodies is really not the end, it's not really what you need to have. You need to have T cells. If you have T cells, so then the T cells is really what produces the antibodies. But it's much harder to check for the T cells. They don't check for the T cells, just check for the antibodies. The fact you don't have antibodies is just T cells, but the T cell, it stores in its memory that it once got sick, and then if it ever happens again, so then it brings out its antibodies, and then you double click on the cell, that's what you have to do, and then you have a pop-up of the memory of that it had a disease in the past, that it had Corona in the past, and sure enough, if Corona comes again, then it, what's going on here? It's like cells that you don't even, it's stored in its memory, of course. In the cell's memory, or like the kilos of this memory, this cell is the size of each of our cells. The platelets that we have is between a quarter million and a half a million for every cubic millimeter. For every cubic millimeter, that's how many platelets we have. Between a quarter and a half a million platelets. Understand exactly what the size that we're talking about, different cells. If you have 60 trillion cells in your body, it's a lot. It's not... There's a tremendous amount, and each one of these has memory, and it needs to get vitamins from every single other from the red blood cells that bring the vitamins and nutrition and everything to all parts of the body. Who's taking care of all this? Who's making sure that everything goes to the right place? You know what they need to make sure that the mirror runs properly, and that right? That all the food, man, what's going on over here? That all the food should get to the tent that they bring, and all of Israel to have food, and everybody shouldn't just to imagine. And this is talking about a few thousand people. There's 60 trillion cells, and each one has to get the right thing. It's only Shaykh that if there's somebody that's in charge. I once heard somebody say, he says that we say in Moedim, Al Chayinu Masurim Biyodecho. He says, Al Chayinu Masurim Biyodecho. Sounds like Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're in your hands. You can do whatever you want to us. He says, Baruch Hashem, Al Chayenu HaMesurim Yedecha, Baruch Hashem, that we're in your hands. No one else will be able to take care of 60 trillion cells like you could.